Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and today we're going to talk about how the Jaguars can get better. And it's a lot of little things: cleaning up the penalties, eliminating mental errors, getting better at the execution, and also the performance of certain players. If they just get a little better, they'll be competitive in games. Let's jump right into the tape. First play here with Blaine Gabbert. He's got Cecil Shorts at the top of the screen. He's got single high coverage, and Cecil has one-on-one against Vontae Davis. A lot of people say, well, Blaine Gabbert shouldn't have thrown this ball. Absolutely, he should have thrown this. You've got to count on that your wide receiver is going to make a play. Now, look, as I'm going to stop it right here where Cecil's on top, the ball should have been thrown a little bit better over the top to Cecil Shorts, but still, Cecil's got to go up and be the man. Make this play over Vontae Davis. The difference between good and great is making plays like this. Eliminating penalties. Blaine Gabbert drops back, and I like how he climbs the pocket. He's moving forward, creating more time, getting away from Robert Mathis. Nice throw over the linebacker to Cecil Shorts, and it has to be high because anger could have been a factor there. And what I don't like, though, is at the end of the play here, Todman cleans the guy off the pile. Look, I don't have a problem with the first hit, but you've got to be a little bit more subtle. Take the guy off the pile, but without the extra oomph at the end of it, and that penalty is probably not called because you can see that Anger, the linebacker, arrives and puts a hit on Cecil. So it's not so much the timing, it is the emphasis, and then standing over the defender. Things like that will get drawn a penalty every time. The pick six by Darius Butler. You can see Cecil Shorts running a little out route right at the 40. And look at the horse collar pull by cornerback Vontae Davis. And yes, it's a penalty. Yes, it should have been called. But Cecil still has an opportunity because the ball hits him in the hands there. Again, taking it to the next level to where your team can also take it to the next level. On the goal line, here's an opportunity for a touchdown. Gabbert's going to be under pressure from Anger, the linebacker, right away, and he flips it out there to Cecil Shorts. And I'm going to freeze it. The ball is slightly behind Cecil. Got to be a better throw, and it's got to be a better catch. And I think the defender actually has an opportunity here and gets his hand on the ball, knocking it away from Cecil Shorts. But a great opportunity for Gabbert. Throw it right by the referee's left shoulder there. And then Cecil Shorts is in the end zone, and he's there untouched. Now let's flip it over to the defensive side of the ball. When Andrew Luck gets up under center, you can see Jason Babin at right end, lined up off sides. That is a mental error. And it eliminated an excellent play and an opportunity early in this game for the offense to have the ball on the Indianapolis Colts side of the field. And look at the athletic play by Will Blackman. Would have given the Jaguars offense the ball at the 44, but the play's negated because of a mental error. Eliminate those, and you have plays that count. The 30 trap that the Jaguars gave up, a big run in the ball game. You can see that the Indianapolis Colts have six blockers up front, the tight end and the five offensive linemen. The Jaguars have six defenders, so it's even up. So what has to happen? Somebody has to win an individual battle. But hey, look, sometimes they win and they block it up too. Once Donald Brown gets through the line of scrimmage, okay, let's eliminate and minimize the impact. It's going to be an explosive play, but let's not let it be 50 yards of explosive play. Make the tackle right here. Josh Evans, Jonathan Cyprien, young players have an opportunity to bring him down there at midfield, then the Jaguars can line up and play it again. But he breaks the two tackles and he ends up continuing on down the field for about another 30 yards. Eliminate the big explosive plays. On defense, you have to communicate. And you can see the communication here on the motion. Everybody's trying to talk, but not all on the same page. And Kobe Fleener, the tight end, ends up running down the field, and you can see how open he is because of the communication that did not happen. Look, I'm not here to assign blame, but if you can eliminate MEs, which are mental errors, as a defense, you've got a greater opportunity. If the Jaguars just clean up the small things, they'll be able to compete.